Well, the other thing that's kind of interesting is it, from what I could tell, it didn't seem like it made the toxicities of radiation therapy that much worse or even worse. I mean, was that your take?
Absolutely.
Which is like, it's a little counterintuitive if you think about it.
Well, I think many of us were worried that rash might become a problem in the radiated field, especially.
Right, right.
What's ironic, as we've observed afterwards, is that in patients who have had radiation to an area and you give them cetuximab, they actually do not develop a rash in that radiated area.
What's your sort of clinical impression as you see people go through radiation therapy with cetuximab as opposed to chemotherapy? Sort of qualitatively, how much of a difference does it make in terms of their quality of life and just sort of getting them through it?
Well, as long as the rash is managed correctly, and again, it's not too severe, if a patient doesn't have a hypersensitivity reaction, which you can get with taxanes and other drugs, they tolerate it beautifully. It is very easy to give. It is weekly, but patients don't mind. And again, when they are dealing with side effects, it's harder for the radiotherapist to blame the oncologist for any of the side effects. When we're giving high-dose cis, it's very easy to say, oh yeah, that's the cisplatin that's causing that problem. Actually, with Erbitux, we can say, no, that's not due to Erbitux. That is due to the radiotherapy that you're receiving, and that's why you're hurting in there. So it's sort of, from a medical oncology standpoint, been a great equalizer to demonstrate, you know, the significant toxicities that can occur with radiotherapy. But, of course, it is the curative therapy.